Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
44641.
Repeat it one more time.
44641.
First and last name.
Ronald Salisbury.
When was your order done, sir?
I don't know. I got a $67.32 charge. I don't know what is.
Let me see. Give me one moment. What's your shipping address, sir, for security purposes, please?
Pardon?
What's your shipping address for security purposes?
4561 Eastland Avenue, Northeast, Louisville, Ohio, 44641.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. I'm sitting here with you. Okay, so yes, I see her note was in on August 25th for $5.74 for a tactical bag. Do you recall that order?
For a what?
For our tactical bag.
I never ordered no tactical bag. Is that what you said, technical bag?
Tactical bag, yes.
I never ordered no tactical bag.
So you're saying that you never that this will count as far that you never placed this order?
I don't need no technical bag. I'm 75 years old. I didn't order this. Never
okay.
Got no technical bag.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, because you're saying that you never placed the order, this order is fraud, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account. And I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department. Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them. Because they never had your authorization. Will that be okay?
Yeah, like that. So you're talking like a backpack or something?
Yes.
No, I didn't order that, dear.
Okay. Give me a moment. Ok. Give me a moment.
What is actually the name of your company?
This is an online site, sir. It's not. It's www.amazingdiscountbudgets.com.
Amazing.
AmazingDiscountBudget.com.
Budget.com. Okay. Yeah, no, I never ordered that. I wouldn't have no use for it. Well, 75 years old.
I understand. Give me one moment. Stay on the line, please, while you get transferred over. Please do not disconnect the call while you're getting transferred over.
Okay.